From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, September 25th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how the last state-required inspection of Decatur Public Schools didn't catch that two of their buildings were falling apart. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Biden administration's move to expand work permits for some seeking asylum in the U.S. is welcome news to immigration advocates. But Charlotte Alvarez with the Immigration Project based in Normal would like to see the expanded protections to enable all undocumented immigrants to find work.
But it really shows the piecemeal approach to our immigration system and the disconnects between the immigration realities of our populations we're working with and the policy and the political structures that are creating our immigration policy.
Alvarez says there are about 11,000 Venezuelan migrants in Illinois outside of Chicago who could benefit from the new temporary protected status. Many hospitals across the Chicago area do not have midwives, despite research showing they can prevent more pregnant people from dying. Kristen Schorsch reports.
In Illinois, a midwife is a nurse who has an advanced degree and can deliver babies. They tend to use few interventions and have low C-section rates compared to OBGYNs. Here's Chicago midwife Carrie Stewart.
If you value those initiatives and that is what you want to push through your institution, then you need to have midwives. And so I think it's determining what the priority is, finances over options and desires of the community or vice versa.
In Illinois, midwives attended just 9% of births in 2020, data shows. Several hospitals declined to comment, but hiring midwives might not be a priority. Some hospitals have stopped delivering babies altogether. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.
Illinois' Climate and Equitable Jobs Act has seen little progress towards building equitable jobs in green energy. That's according to a report from the Chicago Sun-Times and Inside Climate News. The bill, signed into law by Governor J.B. Pritzker in 2021, promised to create thousands of jobs for Black and Brown residents living in communities negatively impacted by air and water pollution. But Sun-Times reporter Brett Chase says the state has yet to train or place a single worker.
True that, you know, you're setting up a green economy. You know, it's like you're helping foster this stuff. I'll give them that, but, you know, but they are way behind on this equity stuff, and it's really kind of heartbreaking.
The law also committed Illinois to phasing out fossil fuel energy sources by 2050. Police are looking for the person who shot three people in downtown Champaign. It happened on the 200 block of North Neal Street around 2 a.m. on Sunday. Officers say the victims are an 18-year-old woman and two 25-year-old men from out of state. All three are in stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say there was a gathering when someone began firing a gun. No arrests have been made, and no property damage was reported after the incident. Still to come, we'll learn more about how the last state-required inspection of Decatur Public Schools didn't catch that two of their buildings were falling apart. That story is next on 217 Today.
In season two of the hit British mystery series Professor T, academic Jasper Tempest and the team return to confront a series of crimes, including a mysterious fire in a student block and the tragic murder of an entire family. Meanwhile, Professor T navigates conflicts with multiple women, including his mother, his therapist, and the love of his life. Friends of WILL can stream all six episodes of season two right now and catch up on season one with WILL Passport. Find out more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
So, how safe is your child's school? Illinois schools are inspected every year to make sure fire alarms and emergency lights work, but the overall health of the building is not examined. That's why no one knew before this summer that two buildings in the Decatur School District were starting to fall apart. IPM reporter Emily Hayes has more.
Hi, we're great.
Another school year is underway, but students from the Dennis Lab School in Decatur are across town at Garfield Learning Academy. Dana Granados is picking up her kindergartner for the day.
We just recently moved here in June, and like the week after we moved here is when we found out the schools were closing, so we weren't sure what we were going to do.
Even with a long family history at Dennis, grandparent John Shores Jr. didn't expect the disrepair to be so bad for his granddaughter.
It was just kind of shocking that all of a sudden that the two buildings were condemned to where they couldn't hold classes in them anymore.
In all, 500 students were displaced after School District 61 learned they had structural issues with two of their 100-year-old buildings. Problems that didn't show up in 2013 during the last state-required inspection that was done by an architecture firm.
It does not seem that this 10-year health life safety report inspection is by itself likely to tease out structural engineering shortcomings as far as I can see.
James LaFave is a structural engineering professor at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. In an email to IPM, the Illinois State Board of Education said the survey will not catch structural issues unless they are manifesting in a visible way. District 61 only found out it had problems after they brought in a structural engineer in May to look at ceiling leaks and other issues brought up by teachers. Kevin Collins Brown is a school board member.
This is not an isolated incident, I'm sure. Decatur is not the only community with older schools.
After the initial findings, a second engineering company confirmed that an outer wall in one of the buildings was bowing and a main staircase in the other was pulling away from the wall. After looking at the report for IPM, LaFave said the staircase issue could have had dire consequences.
In the case of an emergency, when everybody's trying to exit the building all at the same time, and so it could be packed with people and completely loaded, and that's the time when it would most likely pose the greatest vulnerability of actual structural collapse.
The only state data that gives us a sense of how much repair schools need comes from a separate two-year voluntary survey that was last done in 2022. About 1,000 schools were listed as needing structural repairs at a cost of $460 million. There might have been more because only half of the districts answered the survey. So, what should be done moving forward? For starters, Kevin Collins Brown thinks the State Board of Education should change the 10-year checklist to include structural inspections and cover the cost for districts.
I propose these evaluations cover a broader spectrum of the building and the structural content. Because, yeah, as bad as these buildings are, I still am not sure how they pass that inspection.
And those picking up kids at Garfield Learning Academy felt the same. Even if it is expensive, John Shores Jr. thought the inspection should take place twice a year.
Expense isn't any cost if it's going to protect the children and the people that work in it.
Yeah,
they shouldn't even worry about that.
But the cost has been steep so far. Decatur Public Schools plans to spend up to $2 million this year on mobile classrooms because of the surprise issues at Dennis. Collins Brown says they are also paying to have the rest of their 16 schools structurally inspected.
There's no room to move anyone else if this were to happen again in this time frame, but also we don't want this to happen again.
And none of this includes how much or where the money will come from to fix the problems at the lab school. As for changing the inspections to include structural issues, the Illinois State Board of Education says they follow state law for what's required and when it's done. The next 10-year health life safety inspection for Dennis is due by the end of the year. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Public Media.
To learn more about the health of area schools, go to ipmnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy, with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and a high of 82 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Eric Stock, Kristen Schorsch, Mawa Iqbal, Reginald Hardwick, and Emily Hayes. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.